Moncrief on News Talk.
Something that's just come out, or it came out about 2 o'clock, was the trailer for the movie Gladiator 2. And at least according to all the marketing spin, it's been hugely anticipated. But why? Why can't people learn that all too often sequels are utter pants? The editor of Geek Ireland, Olivia Fahey, is joining us to run through a few of them. Afternoon, Olivia.
How's it going?
How did you see the trailer? How thrilling is it?
Do you know what? I have been very nervous for Gladiator 2. I was kind of like, this has so much to live up to. It could either be absolutely brilliant or a box office bomb. Now, having seen the trailer, I'm feeling a little bit more optimistic. I think it does look fantastic. But I'm also very surprised to see that Joseph Quinn, to me, in the trailer, actually kind of stole the show. And I think he may actually end up wiping the floor with everybody in the film.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Given that, and why do you say that?
I think because we've only really known him as Eddie from Stranger Things. And yes, he's just been recently in the A Quiet Place Day One prequel. We haven't really seen him in much else. So this is kind of like a big step away from the character that we've kind of known him as. And I don't know, I just thought he gave off such gravitas in the role as one of the emperors. Emperor Greta, I think, is the one that he's playing. I just thought he just really stood out for me in the trailer. Everybody else was also brilliant, but he really stood out for me.
Yeah, and of course, the trailer is just the best bits.
Yes, and it actually, I do wonder, have they given away a lot of the plot in that trailer?
Isn't it the plot of Gladiator 1, basically?
It, very similar, because you even see so Paul Mescal's character Lucius is kind of like holding a woman who has been killed in a battle and being very sad about that. So I was like, oh, okay, so we have another dead wife on our hands.
Yeah, okay, the dead wife one is always a good one. That trope is as old, like a hero has dead wife, therefore justified in killing everyone they meet over the next 90 minutes or so. Mick and Lusk is saying Grease 2 is class, way better than Grease 1.
Oh, that's a controversial statement.
That is a controversial statement. I can't remember who was in Grease 2.
Do you know what? It was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting nodding heads there. People don't agree with that. To be positive, the list of sequels that are actually good or judged to be better than the original, that's a fairly short list.
It is. It's definitely shorter than the ones that are absolute pants, that's for sure. But I think for me, one of the standout films that is known for being a sequel that's better than the original was Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. When it was released, it may not have been as well received because people were just so focused on the massive twist that was at the end of the film. But in hindsight, everybody has now said that it is the best, not only of the original trilogy, but actually the best Star Wars film ever made. So for me, I think that was like a great example of how you kind of lure in your audience and still give them what they want, but then with a massive kind of like darker twist to it as well.
Yeah, apparently Darth Vader is Dutch for I'm your father, you know, or words to that effect. That's apparently what's it mean. And of course, The Godfather Part 2, everyone says that's better.
Oh, 100%. And I think the task that was given to many of the actors to kind of portray roles that we've already become familiar with, but with new people in them, I thought that was just handled very, very cleverly. And it has gone down in history as what people would say is the best, not only of The Godfather, but the best kind of sequel film of all time.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Someone says Home Alone 2, Lost in New York is so much better. I know it had 3 times the budget, but the fact it was written, made and released 6 months after the original is even more impressive.
It is, yeah. And I think that it's in a similar vein, like because Home Alone is something that's so precious to people, like Toy Story, like there's always a massive battle as to which is the best Toy Story film. Is it number one or is it number two? A lot of people would say it's the second one. I personally say the first one or even the third one. I quite liked the third installment of Toy Story. Toy Story 4, absolute pants. And Toy Story 5, I'm not feeling very optimistic for.
Okay, what about the Shreks?
Shrek is another good one, I think, because they kind of took it away from the swamp and brought it to like the Never Never Land Hollywood kind of kingdom far, far away. And you got to introduce like a lot more characters and have a bit more fun with it as well. But also tackling kind of the post-forever, happily ever after tropes that you kind of see in other films, but done in a more like humorous way. So like, you know, when Shrek has to meet his in-laws and they're not exactly what they expected, and how he's trying to live up to what the young Fiona kind of idolized for herself as to what she's kind of gotten. So I just thought they handled it really, really well.
Yeah,
and some of the music was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that was a very, very... Now, the bad ones. Where do we start with the bad ones?
Dealer's choice, I think. The third and fourth installments to franchises, they always tend to be a little bit on the terrible side of things. But I think in terms of like direct sequels, like Speed 2 is one that springs to mind because its script was so bad that even Keanu Reeves didn't want to go anywhere near it.
Yeah, okay. But he didn't, did he? Or did he? I can't remember.
No, was he didn't because he read the script and he went, oh, so first of all, we're on a bus that actually has speed, but now you're putting us on a cruise ship, which are notoriously slow. I don't get it. And in fairness, I didn't get it either.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Now, the Matrix films, why didn't they just stop with the first one?
Oh, honestly, that's a question I think we need to be asking everybody involved in Warner Brothers, because, of course, they haven't even stopped making them. There was one that came out only a few years ago, which was diabolically bad. And yeah, from The Matrix Reloaded onwards, it's just been a terrible movie after terrible movie. Like, nothing has been able to live up to not only the impact of the first installment, but just the overall storyline and movie making ability of the first one. So yeah, they should have just called it a day after the first one.
Yeah. Now you say Airplane 2, the sequel. Now it wasn't as good as the original Airplane, but it kind of, given the kind of movie it was, I wouldn't have put it in that terrible list.
Oh, for me, it just didn't. It didn't capture the joy that I got from Airplane 1. Maybe because it was like, I already kind of knew what to expect from the style of jokes. I think Airplane in itself was just so groundbreaking, and like Leslie Jordan, was that his name? His name has just gone out of my head.
Yeah, I know the guy you mean though. Leslie Nielsen,
there we go. He was just, because he'd already been playing like serious roles up until that point. So to see him in such a comedic turn, it completely changed his career. So Airplane as a film just had such a greater impact that the second one, like, it's a fine film, but I think it wasn't needed. Like, nobody ever thinks, do you know what film I'm going to sit down to watch to have a good old chuckle? Airplane 2. No one's ever going to say that.
That's true. That's a fair point. No, I'd say in its defense, it was kind of knowing about the fact that they were just sucking a bit more cash out of it. They were almost kind of making obvious jokes about that. Terminator 2 is a classic. The best Terminator by a mile. I agreed with most other sequels, bar Despicable Me. Great franchise. Short Circuit 2 is a massive letdown. Devastating, says the texter.
Honestly, Judgment Day, Terminator, like that has gone down, and again, just like The Godfather and Star Wars, as one of the best sequels. So, but what I always found really interesting about it is that it gave away its massive spoiler in the trailer. Like, everybody knew going into it that Arnie was suddenly playing a good guy. So even though it's still beloved, I still find that very strange that people weren't, you know, annoyed that that was completely spoiled for them going in.
Yeah, and somebody, I think, agreeing with you, worst sequel of all time is Coming to America 2. It was so woke.
I don't know what they were thinking making that movie. It just didn't make a lick of sense at all. Terrible.
Yeah,
absolutely terrible.
Terrible. And he's kept at that prior tradition with Beverly Hills Cop to whatever that one is, Axel F. Olivia, thanks a million. As ever, that's Olivia Fahey there, movie reviewer and editor of Geek Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.